is Jari the answer? Because I think when we had our show last year,
so I don't think we'll win the division. I think honestly, think maybe the Capitals. You know, just of you know how the team is. You know.
I think he feels like Doug could be like a guy who works in like a state house or something like that. he looks at Doug like he's like a government official.
We are live on the Doug Serravo Show. It's a Tuesday night, but it's the American League wildcard game between the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Rays will be awaiting that winner for tonight's game. Brandon Schwartz is back on the show. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be back. It's been a long time. I'm so glad I'm back on the Doug Serravo Show.
Yeah, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, buddy.
So let's start things off with Giants get a road win against the Saints, and Zach Wilson came in clutch. But since we're both Giant fans, let's start off with the New York Giants and how important this win was for us.
So this was a very important win for the Giants as they, you know, were in hopes to not go, you know, they wanted to get the first win of the season to get the monkey off their backs, you know, because they had a good end of the season last year. They wanted to get the first win this year, and I think they should have been able to beat the Saints, which they did. You know, this is a new era for the Saints, as you know, Drew Brees is not with the team anymore. They are still a very good team, the Saints, but they are a beatable team, and I think the Giants did a very good job on Sunday. I'm not going to lie, I did not watch the whole game because I was at the Yankee-Ray game for the last game of the season, but it was a very entertaining game. Jones looked good. They all played good team ball. Defense was wonderful. You know, it was very exciting, you know, when it's overtime, you know, it went down to the wire. So,
and we were trailing what, 20-10?
20-10. And then they came all the way back and won the game 27-21 in overtime, which is, that was a bigger win than anything. That was an enormous win as they got their first win of the season.
Yeah. Especially in a division where you have, the Cowboys 3-1 in first place. So to win this game against a good football team in the Saints, very important for this Giants team moving forward. What did you like about Barkley and Jones against the Saints?
I've been liking the way Jones has been playing. He's just getting better and better as, you know, he's still a young quarterback, you know, finding his mojo in this league. But he's still got a lot of work to do, as we all know. Barkley, you know, coming off that ACL, that injury, you know, it's going to take him a while to get adjusted, but he looked pretty good. Can't say anything bad about the way he played on Sunday. You know, he's just getting back to the way he's been playing. You know, he's got to get resituated in the Giants team. I think Barkley is definitely the face that could be the face of the franchise within the next 2 to 3 years, if he stays healthy.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, that was the key.
And I think he will stay healthy, you know. But, you know, no promises, but, you know, he's got to just play, be him, and just hopefully, you know, every fan cross their finger that he stays healthy and, you know, just take it game by game, you know.
Again, if you're just joining us, we got Brandon Schwartz on discussing the New York Giants, the New York Jets, and Major League Baseball. If you want to interact with us, call us at 732-806-1911 or tweet us at TheRealDougSerravo or follow us on all our social media platforms, Serravo Broadcasting. So let's get to the New York Jets. This is a team where everyone thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be the guy. Then the Jets won that game, I think, against the Rams or Detroit. I don't remember who it was. And they got their guy in Zach Wilson. So what did you think about his performance? There were previous games where he was struggling, threw a couple interceptions against the Patriots, So how important was it for this win, not just for himself, but the organization to say, you know what, we believe in Zach. Zach is going to carry us, and Zach is going to be the guy moving forward.
Well, this was a very important win for the Jets, as, you know, this was the first win in the Robert Saleh era, as, you know, this was a very winnable game for the Jets, you know, playing the Titans at home at MetLife. You know, Zach Wilson is a quarterback who had high expectations going into the season. He had 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, only 1 interception. Not too bad. Very good. That's a very, for a rookie, that's very good numbers. That's excellent numbers, actually, for a rookie. I think this guy, Zach Wilson, will be very important for this team if he stays, you know, obviously, you know, he stays healthy in the future. I think he works well with Robert Saleh. I think Saleh is doing a very good job with the team. You know, remember, you gotta say, you know, even though this was only a win in overtime, the Jets won a game early in the season. You know, last year, when did they win their first game? I mean, late, it was like week what, like 15?
Late in the year, I think they were like 0-13, and then they won that game, or they were like 0-14, something like that. I know they were winless for a very long time.
Right, so they won their. This is the in game four they won a game. So you know, that's a great. This is good. This is a good sign that maybe they're heading in the right direction, because you know, you only played four games so far. So this is an excellent.
And besides the Bills, that division isn't a good division. You got the Dolphins at 1-3, you got the Jets at 1-3, and then you have New England at 1-3. So this is a division that could go either way for second place.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think personally, you know, well, you like you said, I think the AFC East is probably going to be one of the, you know, most struggling divisions in the league. Obviously Buffalo's going to probably jump ahead of everybody, but I think it's going to come down to Miami, New England, the Jets fighting for a playoff spot, possibly in that week 15, 16, 17. I think it's going to come down to the wire. And then it's probably going to come down to maybe the Jets. I think the Jets are not going to make the play. The Jets are going to come down to like week 16. And then, you know, I think it's going to come down to the Dolphins and New England, who are going to really fight for that playoff spot. Because I think the Jets need a little more time to develop. But I think the Dolphins and New England really could fight for that playoff spot. Because I really like the way the Patriots played the other night against the Buccaneers. Even though they lost, the Patriots.
Yeah, I think Mac is going to be good for a while.
Mac Jones looks very good. I think he was the right pick for them. I think. You know, him working with Belichick is going to be amazing. I don't think no one thinks he'll probably. I mean, you never know. He might be the next Brady. Who knows? That's hard to think. But working with Belichick is an honor for NFL players, and I think he could really become a superstar. I really do. And it's probably going to take him a couple of years to become a superstar, but it's going to happen, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. We have James from Monroe on the line. James.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I'm just wondering if you guys think the Washington football team could win the division and what they can do, considering that it looks like they have a tough schedule.
I think their defense is good. I think it varies on their quarterback position. Fitzpatrick, I don't think he ever led a team to a playoff spot. He's been good, and Heinicke has shown that he could play well. He was able to find McLaurin at the end of the game last time. I think it all depends on their defense, and you know, if they're able to win those games. Brandon, what do you think?
I think Washington has a good chance to become a playoff team. You know, I don't know. You know, this division's very tough. I think the Eagles and the Redskins have just probably the two are going to be the two best teams in the conference. But I think they have a lot of work to do. We'll see what happens. You know, it's only four games, kind of hard to tell. But you know, they're 2-2. So it could go any direction right now. I mean, they're 500 team. They did lose to the Bills by 22. You know, playing the Bills is tough. But, you know, next week they're going to be playing – who they play? They're playing the Saints next week. So they're also 2-2. That's going to be a that's going to be an important game for the football team, you know, because they could go 3-2 against the Saints who, you know, with you know, this is a new era without Drew Brees. And they just lost to the Giants in the past week. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the football team, you know, had a good season last year, very good season. And we'll see what happens now. I mean, I think they'll be good. A good coach. What's his name again?
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera. And he's also, you know, he's gone through a lot in his life. And he's really done a great job with this team. And we'll see what happens. He's doing a really good job with the team. He's still, you know, figuring out who his top quarterback's going to be, you know, because they've had a lot of injuries with this team.
Yeah, so, it's gonna be interesting that last week of the season with all the divisional games, it's gonna go down to the wire, and one of those games could impact the division championship.
Oh, absolutely! It's gonna definitely come down to the wire. And if you're a Washington fan, you definitely want to see, you know, Washington go far in the playoffs because they almost did that last. They almost, you know, they lost. Who they lose to last year? They lost in the first round.
Tampa,
and Tampa's obviously probably, if not the best team in the league. So that's your goal. You want to win the first round and move on to the second round this time.
I think it's possible. All depends on how the matchups are, who they play, because at the end of the day, when it comes to the playoffs, if you match up against a team that you struggle against, look at the Giants and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, the Giants' defense was able to stop Tom Brady. And if you're a team and you can't stop Tom Brady, most likely you're not going to win. And if we could, if Strahan, Tuck, Uminora, all those great defensive guys couldn't get to Brady, we probably wouldn't have two Super Bowls. So, you know, that's the way it goes sometime. Again, if you're just joining us, we got Brandon Schwartz on. We have plenty more to get to. If you want to join in the conversation, call us at 732-806-1911. We have much more to get to. Brandon's back on the show. We'll be right back after this quick sports update brought to you by Stutz Betting. I'm Doug Saravo, and here's your sports update brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We head over to the Diamond where the Mets announced that Luis Rojas will not return as manager in 2022. We head over to the Bronx where Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees will take on the Red Sox in Boston tonight for tonight's wild card game. And some preseason action last night in the NHL, the Devils defeated the Capitals 4-1. This sports update was brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. I'm Doug Saravo. All right, we're back on the Doug Saravo Show, Season 4, Episode 4. Brandon Schwartz, it's a pleasure to have you on again. So let's get to your New York Yankees. They are taking on the Boston Red Sox. And honestly, it says a lot about this division to have Toronto miss out. And it just shows how Tampa played so well because in any other division where the Yankees had a 13-game win streak, they might have won that division. They would have won the NL East, maybe the Central. But the same thing you could talk about the NL West with the Dodgers and Giants. But how important is this game for your New York Yankees as they look to win their 28th World Championship?
This is win or go home for the Yankees as – you know, this is going to be a little tougher than the last couple of wild card games because, first of all, the Red Sox are a very good team, and they're playing on the road. Now, remember, the last two wild cards they've played were at home, in a packed Yankee Stadium with the New York fan base, which is probably the best fan base in the world. You know, we're going to Boston.
Let's be honest. Any New York fan base is the best fan base in the world.
Absolutely. The Knicks
fans, Nets,
everything.
Giants.
Best fan bases in the world are taking on a very good fan base in Boston, a really good fan base in Boston. And this is going to come down to an excellent pitching matchup. You know, a Cole Eovaldi. I think Cole is going to have to go out there, pitch as best as he can. Go out there. 7 innings would be wonderful. You know, I was talking with some people today about, you know, what the best option maybe for him would be is to try and pitch 6 or 7 innings. And then you go to maybe a Severino in the bullpen, and then you go to or Chad Green, and then you go to Aroldis Chapman. And that's if you have like a 1-run lead or a 2-run, 3-run lead. You know, this is going to be a very close game. It's going to come down to a run or two in the late innings. But this game is very important for the Yankees, you know, because they want to play the Rays in the division series. Because the Rays, if you're a Yankee fan, you want to beat up on the Rays because you've had such a tough time playing the Rays this year. And, you know, this is a Rays team that we all thought that weren't actually going to be that good this year. They were good last year, but no one thought that because last year was like a fluke season. I mean, last year was absolutely BS. No one thought it was actually going to be they weren't going to be as good, but they actually.
I didn't think we were going to win 100 games.
I mean, the Rays came out and proved everyone wrong that they were going to have a real regular season where they actually had a wonderful season, and they did. We proved them wrong. We all proved them wrong, and good for them. Congratulations! But now it's time for them to go into the postseason and try to win a world championship. They almost did last year against the Dodgers, but they lost. But maybe this year they can. I mean, I think they have a good chance, you know, to win the World Series this year. But the Yankees, I feel like, could match up against the Rays well in the postseason because I think I think the Yankees would have to win a game in Tampa. Then they would have to, you know, come home and win both games at home. But you got to remember, the New York fan base really gets that team going. And I really think they can match up against the Rays well in the playoffs. It's gonna, you know, you're gonna have to have Judge, Stanton, everybody contribute to these to try to win this game. You gotta play team ball here. Everybody's gotta chip in, get on base, score the runs. You know, strike out Choi when you can because Choi could be dangerous. He, you know, Rosarena's dangerous. You know,
Nelson Cruz.
And that was probably one of the best things they did was trade for Nelson Cruz in the offseason. And even a start, even, you know, welcome the presence of Juan DeFranco, who turned out to be a really good prospect for the Rays.
Yeah, he's been huge.
But, you know, I'm gonna tell you, the Rays, and it's facts. It's absolutely facts that the Rays have a stacked lineup from top to bottom. You can't argue that. From Meadows to Kiermaier to Arozarena to Joey Wendell to even their pitching. Just the whole roster, the whole, the whole organization has been stacked. The ownership, the manager, and Kevin Cash, he's done an amazing job with your franchise. Mm-hmm. But it's going to come down to – so if the Yankees win tonight, this is going to be very important. This is going to be a very big series for both teams because I don't think the Rays have it easy. And if the Yankees win, the Rays wouldn't have it easy in the first round because the Yankees are going to come out, show whatever they got because they've been playing excellent ball lately. They really have. Judge has been playing excellent. Stanton has been playing excellent. Gallo's been playing all right. Gardner's been playing. Everybody's been playing good. But, you know, you're going to have to give it your all against the Rays because the Rays are just not an easy team to beat. And, you know, any team is not really easy to beat, but the Rays are just – the Yankees have had just a tough time beating the Rays this year.
It seems like they do that every year, though.
I've noticed that they always have a problem beating them in Tampa Bay. They've never had a problem beating them at home. They always beat them at home, but they never win in Tampa. The same with Toronto. They never win in – I mean, they – it's hit or miss. They always lose in Toronto. They always lose where when they played in Salem Field or
yeah, that's that true.
Park in Florida they played at for spring the spring a TV park in that you know the beginning of the season. They always lost there, and you know they're just you know sometimes you have tough times in different in certain stadiums, and you know and you got to remember Toronto is a great hitter's ballpark. Tampa Bay is also a good hitter's ballpark too. You know that right field porch is a home run is a home run area there. So the Yankees just have to if they do play the Rays in the division series, just go out and give it your all because it really comes down to this. This is what they want. I think they want to take on the Rays again in the postseason, and I think the Yankees have a good shot of defeating them.
We shall see.
In five games, I think the Yankees could beat the Rays. In five games.
I think we're going to win four.
Four?
Yeah, I think so. Cruz is the difference.
So let's just say Cole plays tonight. Would he wouldn't start game one, right?
No, he would have to wait for three or four.
That's right. So can he come out of the bullpen?
That's up to Boone.
I have a feeling they're going to want to do that. I don't be surprised if Boone goes to Cole in the bullpen in like game two or something if they needed him.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's playoffs. Playoffs, baby. Anything's possible. Anything could happen.
And you also shouldn't start. And I like the idea that Boone's doing and starting bringing Severino out of the bullpen. I think that's an excellent option because or you could put Tyone in the bullpen, but that's up to, you know, Boone's got a lot of options to make here. That's the bottom line. He's got a lot of options to make. And especially in the wild card game, you cannot make a mistake in the wild card game. He's made mistakes, Boone. He's made mistakes, but he cannot make a mistake.
Yeah, this is basically, I think his job would be on the line.
He makes a mistake, he's done. He's not coming back next year as Yankees manager. And there's been talk saying that even if they win a playoff game, but they don't win the championship, this rumor is saying that he still won't be back next year.
Yeah, they really haven't done anything in the postseason with him, so I don't see him returning. They have to win it.
Yankees, it's about winning championships, you know, because they're used to winning. They know they have the most championships in the league. Mm-hmm. When was the last time they won a world championship? 2009. I mean, it's a long time for the Yankees. That's not usual for them. So they got to do they. This is for another conversation, but there's a lot of other guys I would think of bringing in that would be really, really good for this team.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's other guys. We have Matt from Jupiter on the line. Matt?
Hey, thank you, Fresh. How are you doing today?
How you doing? Thanks for joining the show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for having me. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the Jets' big win against Tennessee and just what you think about Zach Wilson so far, how you think he's played, how you think Jets overall have played. What to expect the rest of the season, perhaps?
I think the Jets have been playing iffy. It's just a matter of consistency from both sides of the ball. And if you look at the way they perform, there were games they could have won. But, again, you had the bad turnovers. Brandon, what are your thoughts on the Jets?
I think it was a good win for them, an excellent win for them. But, again, they have to figure out how to become a team where they're consistent. I feel like they might have got a little, you know, I mean, it was a good win for them, but I think they're still developing, you know, what they need to have in terms of how they develop their line. You know, they're working, you know, the management because, you know, Sal is new, you know, they want to, you know, figure out, you know, his routine and, you know, how well he works with the quarterback and, you know, how he works with the line. So they got a lot of work to do. Same like the Giants. They both have a lot of work to do. But, you know, it's going to take time. You know, it comes down to these are games, like against the Titans, these are games that are going to help you. These are games that are going to show you maybe this is a starting point for us that we'll move forward with. And I think, you know, playing a team like the Titans can give you a good sense of maybe you can be a good team, you know, because I think Zach Wilson, can be a very good quarterback. What, did he come two in the second in the draft? Or came one?
Yeah, number two.
Number two, yeah. And that's and when you get a number two pick in the draft, that's an amazing selection. And he could be a superstar. You never know. Same with Mac Jones. Those guys could be really good. But it comes down to your line.
Sam Darnold's been looking good, I'll tell you.
Maybe he was just not meant for New York. Maybe he's just a better player, you know,
I think that was the issue for him, because he seemed like he was supposed to be a good quarterback, like the face for the Jets moving forward.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. Same thing. So I think it was better that they got rid of him, because they probably would have ruined his whole career. Like, if you look at Mark Sanchez, everyone thought Mark would have been that guy for that franchise, and the Jets ruined him. They went to the two AFC championship games, but then they just fell apart. So I think what they did for Darnold is something they should have done for a guy like Mark Sanchez.
Right, and I'll give you an example. It's not a football relation, but, you know, Zach Greinke, there were talks of him coming to New York to play for the Yankees, but he didn't really want to play for the Yankees, because he said, you know, he doesn't want to play in a tough New York crowd. So that's why he wanted to play in, like, Kansas City, you know, in smaller populations. You know, he didn't want to play in, like, a crowded New York high media fan base. You know, that's similar to Darnold, it seems like. So, you know.
Yeah, because when we went to that Yankee-Philly game, Phillies weren't in the playoff picture. I think the Yankees were maybe a game or two out of the wild card. I don't think the Rays took over that division just yet. It might have been the Red Sox. It was loud.
So when they opened up the stadium to full capacity in July, was it June 18th? I think it was against the A's. That stadium just became electric. It just became, after that, the stadium just filled up. Everybody was just so excited to get back to a game. It just became so excited. The Yankees, the stadium.
I mean, we had to leave early, but.
Thanks, John. But yeah, it was just a packed crowd. It was just excellent. I mean, every game has just been extremely exciting for the fans. It's just been, I've never heard that stadium so loud in my life. It's just one of the best stadiums to hear in the country. Probably the best fan base, the best aroma of sounds in the stadium.
Like, all right, now I'm sorry if our listeners go deaf, because I don't know how loud this is going to be, but this is when Bryce Harper was up for, I think it was maybe the eighth inning. Listen to how loud this was when we went.
Oh, you recorded it. Nice.
I mean, that was a walk, but still, that was energy, that was loudness, that was like a playoff atmosphere. I loved being there. There's nothing like a New York sports game.
Oh, there really isn't. And especially with that, you know, not to change the sport, but, you know, when the Knicks were in the playoffs for, what was it, you know, against the Hawks. I mean, that was the loudest Madison Square Garden, I think, was ever. That was the loudest the Garden has ever been. And it's just an amazing, you just want to hear that, you know, that even if you're not a New York fan, you know, even if you're not a New York baseball fan like you, you know, you're a Rays fan.
Yeah, but still to be there when it's like so energetic.
You get excited, you know, when you see that kind of stuff, because it's just the way baseball should be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could understand why some players don't want to play there, but still, I love it. It's like one of the best sporting venues you could go to in New York City, whether it's the Garden, whether it's Barclays, even the Coliseum. It's just so awesome when you hear like New Yorkers loud and energetic and passionate about their team.
I mean, yeah, it would just be amazing if every city was like that, though.
You know?
And I would say the closest New York City would be to that kind of situation would probably be LA maybe.
Yeah, probably LA would be the other market.
I mean, it's just there's really not a lot out there that are very similar to the New York market. The New York market is just so much more. They're just so much more hype than a lot of other cities.
Oh yeah, for sure. Exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, Brandon and I are going to do our World Series bracket. I think everyone knows who I picked to win the World Series, but I've been saying it for the last 2 years. We'll be right back. All right, we're back on the Doug Serravo Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Alongside me, we got Brandon Schwartz. Welcome back to the show. So this is our playoff bracket for the 2020 Major League Baseball postseason. We got the Tampa Bay Rays and the San Fran Giants with the byes. They won their division. Then you got the Dodgers, who won the wild card. They'll be playing host to the St. Louis Cardinals. Then you got the Braves taking on the Brewers. I think many people thought it would have been the Mets. Phillies held the Braves to the last few days. Then the wild card game tonight for the American League is the good old rivalry between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Then you have the Chicago White Sox, who basically ran away with that division. Then you have the Houston Astros, and the A's were going to be there for a while. Then the Astros went on an unbelievable mark since I think it was like June, where the A's led that division like April, May-ish. So this is going to be an interesting postseason, because if we look at it, a lot of the top teams, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Giants, the Dodgers could have won the division in the East, the Central, even the AL East. The Dodgers could have won the division. The AL, let's just put it this way. The Dodgers could have won the division in any other division. So before I get to my bracket, Brandon, out of all these teams, who do you have playing in the Final Four, and then who do you have winning the World Championship for 2021?
Well, the Final Four, I definitely think – first, I think the Astros are going to go to the Final Four again. I think, you know, they got they're a really good team. I think they had as you said, a great run, and I think they can make it to the Final Four. I think, you know, I hate to say this, but I think, you know, the Rays probably have a good chance to get to the Final Four. I think the Dodgers have a great chance to get to there. I think they will beat the Cardinals in the wild card game. It's not going to be an easy win, but I think they'll get past the Cardinals and, you know, work their way to the National League Championship Series. Then I think the Braves are just going to go to the Championship Series. I think the Braves have just waited for this moment. I think they want to win a championship. They have the team to win a championship. I think, you know, they have a stacked lineup: Freeman, Acuna. The pitching's really good. So I think they have a really good chance to get to the Final Four. And shout out to Maddie's brother, who is a diehard Braves fan. And I would love to see the Braves get there just for him, because I think the Braves really could make a run to the Final Four.
Yeah, they should have won last year to the World Series, but
I think it's going to be a Braves-Dodgers championship series. I really don't. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves went to the World Series. I really don't. It could happen. It absolutely could happen. Anything could happen in this league now.
Yeah, they're playing good baseball. I don't see why they can't. I mean, it's good to see different teams in there. You got the White Sox. You got the Brewers back. Then you got the Giants back. But we look at, I mean, the Padres fell apart, but you got three teams from the AL East, and you got two teams from the West and the Central. So this is going to be an interesting postseason. I think we're going to see good baseball.
Oh, 100%. I think it's going to be actually even if we don't see good baseball, and I'm sure we, and obviously we will, is this going to be an exciting postseason? Because remember, we got all the fans in the crowds and the
that's the difference for this year.
Electricity is just going to be off the charts. I mean, last year we didn't have any fan bases really for the first two rounds.
Like Broussou hit that home run off of Chapman. It wasn't really.
There weren't anybody there. This year,
so to have the crowd back.
This year, we're going to have the fans, and it's going to make the playoffs even better.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really can't wait. I think this is going to be even better for us to cover. Yeah. Whether it's you on the show, Matt on the show, whoever comes on the show to talk about the baseball postseason, because you'll be back in the future again. Your suspension has been over with.
Yeah,
that was all in fun.
I'll never forget that night. I was honestly stupid for doing that, and I am sorry that I did that. So,
plus we were changing the show up a little bit to do hockey, but I wanted it to be like dramatic.
But the hockey show was good. See, listen, I wish I knew more about hockey. I really do. I mean, I maybe seen one hockey game in my life, but the problem, Doug, is I feel like the marketing for hockey hasn't just been. They don't market the sport well, like NBA.
No, they really don't.
The NBA markets the sport really well. Hockey doesn't really market. Like, they're fine with the way they are. NBA always markets to the extreme. Baseball always markets to the extreme. NFL always markets to the extreme. But hockey's always that sport that I feel like that does not that does not market fully. So
yeah, they really haven't. On TNT now, but you don't really see those like big commercials where see for every sport.
But I'm glad you're a hockey fan because it definitely does seem like an interesting sport to watch.
And yeah, it is
entertaining too. I mean, I've seen a couple of clips here and there, and it keeps your mind going. You know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just like basketball. You know.
Yeah. All right. So this is my bracket. Now I'm sure everyone's going to be like, "Oh, he's biased. Look at him." But since the 2019 season, because of the system we had in place, the way things were looking with the organization, I was like, we're going to win a World Series this year. And we made it to the wild card game. Then we lost to the Astros. And then last year, when the pandemic happened, I was like, oh, here we go. We're not going to do what I believe we can. And we're the World Series hopes it's over. Because I thought either 19 or 20, we were going to have that World Series. I truly believed it. Then 2020, we go to the World Series against the Dodgers, and all of a sudden, you know, I thought we could have won it. And then in the offseason, I believed if we won game six, we had Martin on the mound, we would have won in seven. But when the season started, I didn't think we were going to win 100 games. I thought maybe we would be like a bubble team, maybe get that wild card spot, because when you lose a guy like Snell and you lose a guy like Morton, this is an organization that does well no matter what now. When they've done this, they traded away Price. They traded away at Longoria. They traded away Shields. They traded away Garza. They've been doing this year in, year out. But when you in this day and age of baseball where you need the pitching, I mean, we have the pitching, but Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, those were two key guys for us the last few years. So I'm happy to see where we are today. But the way I went with this bracket is I think the Yankees do have the best shot to beat Boston, but I just think with Aaron Boone and Garrett Cole and how he struggles a little bit, Cole, I just think Boston wants revenge for that weekend series where they got swept. So I think the Yankees are going to lose this game, and that's not my biased opinion. I just think that the Red Sox are going to get revenge, and I just don't trust Aaron Boone as your manager. So it's going to be Tampa Bay versus Boston, Chicago versus Houston. I think Chicago is going to come out on top just because of the experience that La Russa has, and I see them winning in five. Then Tampa Bay is going to play Chicago, and I think Tampa Bay is going to win that series in six just because they have the experience, and the difference last year was not having Nelson Cruz. That's the key for me. Then we go to the wild card game. The Dodgers are going to win that one. Then we look at San Fran versus the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to win this one in five. I trust their experience more than the Giants. I trust Dave Roberts more than I trust Kapler. Then we go to the Brewers and the Braves. I think the Braves are hungry to get back there. And the Brewers, they don't have the experience either of a deep playoff run. The Braves do. Dodgers, Braves, I think the Dodgers are going to win that in seven. I just think that Serge is going to be a difference maker. And I think Cody Bellinger will wake up. I'm not sure how he's doing right now. I think he'll be playing. And then the Dodgers are going to play the Rays in the World Series, with the Rays winning it in six games. And what happened last year, this incident, will be dead because we will be world champs.
Good predictions. I think I think a lot of people are predicting that Rays Dodgers World Series again, because I think
it's the best one we could have.
I think you have a very good chance of being right, because Dodgers are probably, I have a feeling they're going to win that wild card game, and then once they win that wild card game, they're probably just going to go back to the World Series. And
yeah,
the team they're going to have to beat is probably the Braves. I think they'll beat the Giants. I really do. I think they'll beat the Braves in like seven games, though. It's going to be a tight series. But I would like to see the Dodgers go back to the – I think it'd be wonderful if the Dodgers went back to the World Series. You know,
I think we could see a rematch of this LCS and the World Series last year. I think it could be Tampa, Houston, and L.A. and Atlanta.
Bottom line is, this is going to be an epic postseason.
I think it's going to be one of the best postseasons we've seen in a long time.
And, tonight's a great start. Yankees, Red Sox. What's better than that?
Better to kick it off than one of the best rivalries in baseball?
I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously the Yankee fans would have preferred it to be at Yankee Stadium. But you know what? Yankees, Red Sox, just wherever it's played, it's a great start to the 2021 postseason.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. It's really gonna be exciting. It's gonna be one of the.
I really think if you weren't working, you should definitely fly down to Tampa. You should just go.
Oh, I would love that.
And you should go to that. You definitely need to see Tropicana Field. It's a beautiful stadium. It really is.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and go next year.
Go next year and go when the Yankees play.
Yeah, I think we could.
Yeah, I mean the outside's not very nice, but the inside is beautiful. The inside is wonderful. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it will be a good show.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we'll do our final thoughts. We'll be right back. Is Jari the answer? Because I think when we had our show last year,
I don't think we'll win the division. I think honestly, think maybe the Capitals. How the team is.
I think he feels like Doug could be like a guy who works in like a state house or something like that. He looks at Doug like he's like a government official.
I'm Doug Saravo, and here is your sports update brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We head over to the Diamond, where the Mets announced that Luis Rojas will not return as manager in 2022. We head over to the Bronx, where Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees will take on the Red Sox in Boston tonight for tonight's wildcard game.
and some preseason action last night in the NHL, the Devils defeated the Capitals 4-1. This sports update was brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. I'm Doug Serravo. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show. If you're just joining us, we had Brandon Schwartz on to talk Major League Baseball and the latest around the New York Football Giants and the New York Jets. Brandon, it's been a pleasure to have you on again. What are your final thoughts? It doesn't have to be about this episode. It could be about the 2021 baseball season, what we had to look forward to for the postseason, or what us Giant fans or even some Jet fans have to look forward to, whether the Jet fans have something to look forward to.
Well, I think my final thoughts would be, I think New York fan base, the New York fans should be just excited about what we have, the sports have done. You know, the Knicks have a great future. The Giants look really good. Well, not really good, but they look very good. The Jets look okay. The Yankees are have a while. You know, the Yankees are making a fight for World Series. They're trying to push their way to a World Series championship. So bottom line is, it's a great part of – now, this has always been the part of the year where sports has just exploded and just all merged together. You know, you have all the sports merged together, and it's all good for New York right now. You know, obviously the Mets didn't make the playoffs, but you know what? They had an okay season.
They got to bring Beltran back.
I think they really do need to. That's a great point you make, Doug. They really should bring Beltran back. You know, I think it's a whole BS that they got rid of him. So you brought back Hinch and Cora. Bring back Beltran. Why not? Give it another chance. But the bottom line is I think New York sports just have something to look forward to, because this is a great time for all the sports in New York and everywhere. I mean, they all merge together. NFL, hockey, basketball starting, hockey started, baseball postseason. So it's a great time for sports. It really is. And, you know, I hope you're all excited for it.
Yeah, and that's actually my final thought segment. This is Carlos Beltran's team, and he was a player. You can't really blame him for the nonsense that the Houston Astros did, because it's not like he said, hey, let's set it up, and it has really no impact on the Mets. So if you bring back a guy like A.J. Hinch, who was the manager of that team, you bring back a guy like Alex Cora, who was a bench player for that team, you have to bring back Carlos Beltran. And I think that's part of the issue I have with what we call cancel culture. It's a bunch of bullshit. And you have to, I know that's my famous saying, cancel culture is a bunch of bullshit. But you really have to bring back Beltran, because I think he would have been a good fit for this Mets organization. And it's a shame that the Mets fired him without even giving him a chance, all because of the stories that came out. They said, hey, let's say goodbye to Beltran. Let's fire the guy. And for me, Beltran, if the Mets don't hire him, it will be a mistake. The Mets have to bring back Carlos Beltran. And before we conclude the show, I want to know, what are your thoughts on Carlos Beltran, and if he will be a good fit for this New York Mets organization? Because I feel like this is his job, and it should have been his job from the beginning.
I mean, I think you got to give him a chance. I mean, you didn't give him a chance. Before Rojas, you signed him, but you didn't let him do anything. So you know what, just give him a chance. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I really think, you know, you should give him a chance. You know, he's a Met. He's a Met for life. He meant a lot to the franchise. So I think give him a chance, you know, and it will mean a lot to the fans to hire a really good former Met on this team.
Yeah, especially a guy that has experience. He knows New York City. He knows how to handle the media. He knows how to handle the pressure. So you got to give the job back to Carlos. I really believe that. And SNY actually put that out, that he would be the front runner for the job. So I'm truly hoping that it's Beltran's job, because I feel like he was really screwed by the organization for something that you can't really blame him for. Yeah, he was part of the team, but at the end of the day, if Hinch got a job with the Tigers, Carr's back with the Red Sox, and hey, you can talk about it as a Yankee fan. The Astros barely got punished for what they went for what they did. So just blame three guys when you could go after guys like Altuve, Correa, Bregman, who played the games and I think had wires on them. That's a different topic for a different day, but still. I mean, they're still playing good baseball, the Astros, but if you're letting the team have a World Series, you're letting the, well, whatever you want to talk about, Cora, Hinch have a job, Beltran needs to be a New York Met, and I'll always believe that this was his job from the beginning, and the Mets organization stole it from him, because we live in a generation called cancel culture, and that's a bunch of bullshit.
The term I just learned, canceled culture.
You never heard of cancel culture?
Not really, no.
Yeah, it's where they like cancel people. Like, I think they canceled Dave Chappelle over his Netflix something. It's a different conversation we could have for a different day. We could have Andrew on talk about it with his politic talk.
Yeah. By the way, when I was at Rutgers the other day, I saw your friend, Jack Chiarelli.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, that he was there.
He was there, and right in the tailgate.
Yeah, I saw him there.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he seems like one. I think he's good. I actually have a photo with him somewhere. Yeah, right here. There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Chiarelli.
He's very good with the community. He really is.
Yeah, he is. I like the guy. I think he has a shot.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, Brandon, thanks for being part of the show. Welcome back.
Thank you for bringing me back on the show. Pleasure talking with you, man. And have a great week, man.
Anytime. Good luck tonight.
All right. Take care, bud.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
That was Brandon Schwartz on the Doug Saravo Show. We're going to have James D. Giacomo come on, I think, tomorrow and discuss his Tampa Bay Lightning and what they have to do to win a third straight Stanley Cup. Thanks again, Brandon Schwartz, for coming on. I'm Doug Saravo. The Doug Saravo Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Thank you for being one of the best sponsors that we could have. Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Poor. Bet like Michael Lepore, leading this sponsor. We'll be right back. I'm Doug Saravo, and here's your sports update brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We head over to the Diamond, where the Mets announced that Luis Rojas will not return as manager in 2022. We head over to the Bronx, where Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees will take on the Red Sox in Boston tonight for tonight's wildcard game. And some preseason action last night in the NHL, the Devils defeated the Capitals 4-1. This sports update was brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. I'm Doug Saravo. So that sports update was brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Such a great sponsor, led by a great guy named Michael Lepore. And I just want to give a quick preview about the Devils. They've been playing good hockey, the Devils. We look at the way they've been playing, whether it's guys like Alex Holtz, Darcin Mercer. They're 4-0 in preseason. Now, it's just preseason hockey, but the fact that our young guys are playing good hockey, trying to fight for a roster spot, I think this is a team that can go far this year. And I don't mean win the Stanley Cup, but what I do mean is shock a lot of people. They're going to make the playoffs. The Devils will make the playoffs, and that is guaranteed. Thank you for watching the Doug Saravo Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We will see you guys, I think, tomorrow night with James D. Giacomo. Got to find a way to pronounce his last name correctly. But thank you, as always, for supporting us. And we will see you guys tomorrow night or Thursday night. Take care and God bless.